This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The State Health Department is now sending text and email reminders about new Omicron COVID-19 vaccine doses to a key Colorado demographic. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Reminders will go to Coloradans ages 50 to 64 whose immunization records show they may be due for an Omicron booster dose. Last month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention authorized the new booster that targets the highly transmissible Omicron variant. So far, just 10% of those over 18 in Colorado have gotten the shot. Older people have been the most vulnerable to the virus. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools may be underserving the mental health needs of its students of color. Only 5% of school psychologists in the district speak Spanish, and only 7% identify as Latino. Delta High School history teacher Janet Damon says students can't get the help they might need.
It means that a lot of people not only cannot find a therapist who may speak Spanish, their own mother tongue, but also just finding someone who understands cultural pressures, cultural barriers, and sometimes coping and dealing with racism. It also erodes mental health for people of color when they're experiencing microaggressions, when they might be experiencing bias based on their identities.
Damon says students of color also experience stigmas around mental health and mental health services. Colorado Mesa University's mountain bike team has won its third straight national title. The Daily Sentinel reports the CMU team edged out second place Fort Lewis College by a mere 8 points Sunday in the USA Cycling Collegiate Mountain Bike National Championships. This is CPR News and KRCC.